Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. My name's Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
And boy, do we have a show for you today.
Jam-packed.
Full to the brim, I would say overflowing. My cup runneth over. My goblet runneth over. If I had a stein, it would be running over too.
You should
I have
not.
a barrel. It's running over.
That's just gotta be a mess. It's gotta be a mess. You guys
My
clean.
toilet's running over.
I had a dream recently about that, and it was
Yeah.
really gross.
Let's I had a gross dream too. Let's hear yours.
I don't even want to go into
No,
it,
come
but
on, let's
like,
hear
I
it.
don't know,
This is a good
somehow
one.
I was on the toilet and like somebody like walked in and like I was like,
Yeah.
"Hey man," you know, and then it was like, and then like I was like,
You mean hey
"Whatever."
man in protest? Like don't walk
Yeah.
in right now, I'm on the
Yeah.
toilet.
And then like I flushed it and it's like, of course, like it overflowed. You know,
Yeah.
it's like, oh man, you know, it's like really gross. Like, and it's like sometimes when that happens to you, where like somebody catches you off guard and something bad happens to you, it's like even though it's not really their fault, you want to blame it on them. It's like, oh man, if you hadn't have walked in, like I wouldn't have screwed that thing up, you know? I'm not talking about my dream anymore. I'm just talking about in general.
Well.
But yeah, I just, somehow I felt this like compulsion to blame the person. I don't even remember who walked in or like what they were doing, and it was kind of like they didn't like. It wasn't like, oh, I'm sorry. They closed it right away. It was like, hey, and I'm like,
Let's have a
hey,
conversation right now.
let's not let's let's you go away. And I
Well,
was
you're
like,
on your dream toilet. Apparently, but I mean it was your dream. You wanted that person there.
I don't know. I don't know if the things in that in your dream are what you want. It's just kind of
Well,
like.
they say it's expressions of fears and everyone in your dream is you. So you walked into yourself pooping.
I think I'll need to know more about that.
I don't know. These are just little snippets of crap I've heard. I have no idea if that's
What
true.
was your scary or gross dream?
Oh man, my weird gross. It was a bathroom dream also. And I think these things happen when like you're at night, you actually have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, maybe.
Like I think that's my reasoning at least. I feel like I often wake up from those dreams and I'm like, I feel kind of grossed out because I just had a gross dream. You know, it's like, oh, in my dream, like I was taking a dump everywhere. I couldn't hold it, you know, in my dream. And then I wake up and it's like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom, or you're peeing everywhere or something like that. I've had dreams where I peed in garbage cans and stuff like that. And then I feel bad. I'm like, oh, I can't believe I just peed in the garbage can. It's not going anywhere. You can't
Maybe
flush that.
you're having a dream about beta breakers.
Oh man, all the Beta Breakers people were going by our apartment on Sunday morning. It was ridiculous. It's like the one day of the year when all the white kids from the marina decide to dress up and act crazier than the people in the Tenderloin, and so they're brave enough to actually go through it. I mean, I don't know, 8 o'clock Sunday morning, you just hear these people going, "Woo!"
Actually, we had the exact same thing right outside my
Or
house.
was it actually the raceway there, or were they just
No,
on their way to
they're
it?
on their way to it. They're just
Yeah.
like basically coming in halfway in,
Yeah.
and it was like it was craziness.
Yeah.
And actually, it was all day that was happening. Like you said, 8 in the morning they were doing that, and then pretty much all day. Like the race went from 8 to 12, and then from 12 to about 8 p.m. it was just like woo.
Yeah. People just acting interestingly. I feel like the Beta Breakers has sort of become an enormous like frat Halloween party.
It's completely that. Actually, my friend was saying that she just moved here, and she was saying, "Oh, I thought it was Beta Breakers, like some sort of frat thing."
Oh yeah.
And yeah, and actually, it's funny because even me growing up, I grew up in the Bay Area, and I'd always just heard about Beta Breakers, like on the
Right.
news, whatever. And
Yeah.
we never ran it, and we lived in the South Bay, so we didn't like live in San Francisco. So I always thought it was Beta Breakers also, and also because there
As
used to
opposed
be,
to Bay Two
yeah,
Breakers.
and there used to be a store called Alpha Beta.
All right, I remember that store.
And I was like, oh, Alpha Beta, Beta Breakers. Okay. You know, I didn't know what beta was. I
Right,
didn't know what
yeah.
alpha was. So I just thought Alpha Beta is okay. That sounds cool. We're going to Alpha Beta. And then I heard Beta Breakers. And now, only like probably 20 years later, I'm like, oh.
They run from the bay to the ocean, or the breakers.
Exactly. And it's, but yeah, it's completely overrun with drunk people.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, there must be just a lot of people who come into the city just for that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, actually, my friend and I went
Oh, yeah.
this year, and I mean, I've actually I enjoy it, but it's a little much. Like, the whole thing is just a little bit
Yeah.
much, you know? It's like kind of crazy. I think it's fun just to see all the crazy people, but I don't really dress up or anything like that. Not that I should, not that I am opposed to it, or I think it's wrong, but I think all the other stuff people do is really wrong. It's just like
Like what? Are they pooing everywhere?
pretty much.
Oh, my dream came true.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I mean, that's why I brought it up. I mean, like, literally, like, you know, when it rains, or like, when maybe there's a flood of something, or a truck leaks something, there's sort of like a little r small river of water that sort of
Right,
just forms. It's like there was that happening, but it wasn't water. Like, we were in the panhandle,
Le
and
pipi.
yeah, we were in the panhandle, and there was just like rivers of it just kind of like forming, you know, and it's
Yeah,
like,
oh wow, that one of my coworkers actually lives on, what is that, Alamo Square or
yeah,
something
oh
there.
my
And
God.
she was saying that it was really gross. There were people like peeing on her doorstep and stuff like that.
No, man, I went by there and it was like solid. The entire road was just solid people
Yeah.
in like costumes and just like completely, you know, just having a good time or whatever, and it was just out of control.
My reaction to her statement, of course, was that people pee on my doorstep every day. It doesn't take a special race for that to happen. Not in the loiny parts of the city. But yeah, at least, I mean, I guess there wasn't quite the mass, you know,
Yeah.
in the Tenderloin, or there isn't quite the mass that there is when there's the Beta Breakers.
No, I mean,
That's
it
for
was
sure.
like anywhere you looked, you were seeing somebody just like going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
It
or
was crazy.
puking, or
Actually, I didn't see any of that.
yeah.
I didn't really see anybody who's out of control or violent or that stuff. I just a bunch of people having a good time, but just like eventually had to go to the bathroom.
I guess that happens.
And they had a ton of porta potties out there, but it just wasn't enough. I mean, like, you
Someone
know.
was taking their time in there.
You literally have like, I don't know, 100,000 people maybe, you know, drinking
Yeah.
all day and like over a 7 mile race course, and they're not like walking very fast. They're like meandering, crawling to meandering at best, you know, and it's like they're not gonna go anywhere. There's nowhere to go. There's no bathrooms except for the porta potties, you know, and there's lines behind every single one of them. It was fun though.
A good time had by all.
Good time had by me. And
Except
I,
for the street sweepers. They had a rough
oh man,
time.
it was crazy. And like,
Yeah.
actually, when I went, I mean, I go and I was like, I went to the bathroom before I went home, before I left. And then I went and I had like a beer or two.
So were there like street beer vendors?
No, I just bought
You
some.
just.
Before I bought some
Oh,
at a liquor
okay. All
store
right.
before I
Okay.
went. And then I had some. And then I was like, okay, I shouldn't have any more because, you know, obviously I'm not anywhere near a bathroom. And I don't want to be drunk at like, you know, 1 in the afternoon or even 10 in the morning on a Sunday. That's just kind of weird. So I had whatever, just like joined in, had a beer, walked around, and then like, okay, this is cool. And then met up with some other people and we had like lunch somewhere. You know, it was fun. But I don't know. I don't know if it was like your dream or not. Maybe a little more happy.
Yeah, my dream was a dark and like gnarly and like a shameful dream. It was like, oh God. It was really weird. I was in like a tennis-esque match. Like it was like the size of a ping pong game, but it was tennis where the net was actually on the ground, you know? As opposed to and it but it was like a full-size net, but it was just like the court was maybe like 15 feet long, right? And then I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And then it was just like, oh God. You know, it was like and suddenly there was like a poo party. In my dream,
do your dreams always happen in slow motion?
I don't know. They happen at the speed of thought.
That's pretty fast. I feel like mine are always in slow motion, or else 'cause it's like when I wake up, there's not really a ton happened, but I just like I've been thinking about it for so long.
I think that actually, though, your dreams happen incredibly fast, like in real time.
Oh,
You
okay.
know, it's like they occur more or less in seconds before you wake up, and those are the ones you remember, even though it
Oh.
seems like
So, but you, because you think you've been asleep for like an hour or 3 hours, or whatever, you thought it was 3 hours long.
yeah.
in a sense only like a concept and like maybe a slight plot developed, and then you woke up.
Right.
You're like, oh, I was playing tennis and it was 15 feet long and I had to go to the bathroom.
Or
and
it's
I woke
just,
up.
You know, a series of images.
Right.
That
right,
you've
right.
sort of tied together or whatever.
I see.
The images of my latest weird dream happen to be disgusting, but sometimes they're beautiful.
Beautiful?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a beautiful dream?
Yeah, I think I've had beautiful dreams. Yeah, I have. I had a dream where I woke up the next day and I was like in love.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was great.
Wow.
I was like, I gotta go find that girl.
Wow. That's a very positive dream.
But I happened to be thousands of miles away from that girl at the time, so it wasn't really going to happen in reality, but I did just feel really great.
That's good.
You know, I woke up from that dream, and I was just like, oh, life is so good.
But then were you depressed when you woke up?
No, because, I mean, you know, it was not... I felt really good. I felt happy.
All right.
You know, it was like, all right, that was so good.
I can't
and it's, you know, the girl in the dream was really just the face of someone who I had known in the past that was pasted onto, you know, some concept of a woman or something. You know, it was not a real thing, but it the dream just sort of made, I felt so happy and at ease and at, like, peace in the dream. It was great.
Huh.
Yeah.